Well, hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. Do you have a Bible question or something you'd like to discuss with us on this edition? Well, give us a call at 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. We want to hear from you today on Basic Gospel, 844-322-2742. Well, Bob and Richard, someone very special to all of us is on the line, and I think we want to go to her, huh?
Well, we do. It is our own Vivian, who has been with us for 15 years, who started at Basic Gospel back in June of 2003.
Hello, Vivian.
So we bought.
Well, hello, guys.
We bought a building, and Vivian was the school administrator of the elementary and junior high school that was there, and we bought the building, and she just decided to stay with the building and with us.
She didn't get out before we changed the locks.
Right. And she's just been a blessing to all of us.
Yes.
So she's celebrating her 15th year with us, and we wanted to celebrate with her on the air. And Vivian, welcome to the program. And I know, you know, ministry is not organizations, it's not denominations, it's not church buildings, it's not these entities that are out there. Ministry is all about people. It's people being used by the living Christ, folks that have made themselves available and Christ living his life through them and dedicating themselves to the proclamation of his story, the proclamation of the life that he can bring to anyone. And Vivian has been a part of that. And thank you so much, Vivian, for your service and all that you do to help people get connected to the love of Christ.
Well, thank you so much. And I just thank God that he's the one that does the work, because I surely needed him to work through me.
Well, you coming to the ministry, you really learned some things personally that really kind of cleared up the gospel message for you. And boy, once you experienced that freedom, you really jumped in high gear so that others could experience that same freedom. What was the biggest thing that you learned when you first came to the ministry?
Well, I'll never forget it. I was working radio one night, and we taught about John 17:3, and the light bulb came on, and my life changed in that moment.
Wow.
And, I'm not sure I was too far off. I thought I knew about the grace of God, but it was that verse that that anchored me, and it's been my verse ever since.
Well, that's one of my favorite verses, and I know it's one of Richard's as well.
That whole chapter.
Well, and John 17:3 is really the only verse in the New Testament that defines what eternal life is. Mm-hmm. You know, it says if we, time and time again, if we believe and receive, we're going to receive eternal life. Well, what is that? What does it look like here and now? And Jesus really described it well. He says eternal life is this, that you know God the Father and the one whom he sent. Mm-hmm. So it really narrows this Christianity down to relationship. So we get to know Christ the moment we receive him, and our whole life is growing in that knowledge of Christ. And that's the relationship, and that's so powerful, isn't it, Vivian?
Well, it is, and that's when it becomes personal. You can believe in God, but until you realize that you can know God, you don't get it.
Yeah, and that's one of the promises of the new covenant.
Yes.
I think it's the third promise of the new covenant. In the old covenant, nobody really had a knowledge, a personal, intimate knowledge mm-hmm. of God. They were all kept at arm's distance from him, and the law prohibited them from drawing near. It was only when Christ cried out, "It is finished," and the curtain tore from top to bottom, that we had access into God's presence. And so that third promise of the new covenant is that everyone will know him from the least to the greatest. And it's just such a powerful, powerful truth, and it's transformational. As you grow in your knowledge of Christ, you're going to see his characteristics starting to show up in your own life. And that's when it gets exciting, isn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic. And it just makes you want to share it with everybody.
Yes, indeed. Well, Vivian is, just been a godsend to us here at Basic Gospel.
Yeah.
If you follow us on Facebook, she's the one that's really managing our Facebook outreach. She does a lot of writing and editing for us and just really does anything she's called upon to do and does it with a great sense of energy, a great sense of pride, wanting to, really do the very best so that people can have a clear understanding of this story of Jesus. And Vivian, we are so grateful for you and so grateful that you've jumped on with us so that we can just say how much we appreciate you to the world at large out there.
Absolutely.
Well, I really appreciate that. And it's been a great 15 years and, I don't know about 15 more, but at least a few more.
Oh, come on now. Come on.
Oh, my. Well, Vivian, thank you so much, and we just so appreciate you and are grateful for that day we met you and for that day when you decided to come be a part of the Basic Gospel team.
Yeah, love you, sis.
Well, thank you so much. I love you guys, too.
Okay. All right. God bless Vivian.
Well, of course, this is Basic Gospel. Great to have Vivian on the air. Good to hear her voice. And she's been such a friend to all of us through these years and such a support to this ministry. So, Vivian, we do indeed love you, and we're thankful for you. 844-322-2742. That's the toll-free number in the U.S. and in Canada. If you have a question or something you'd like to discuss, give us a call. 844-322-2742. Well, Bob, you and Richard and I are here every day sharing this good news of the love, grace, and life of our Lord Jesus Christ. And what does it mean to your heart, Bob? What does it say to you that our listeners cheerfully give to support this message?
Well, I know it's a real joy in their lives to do so. And it really does our hearts well, knowing that we're co-laboring together. As we just talked about, ministry is about people.
Yeah.
And here at Basic Gospel Nation, it's a bunch of people that have joined together to say, let's get this good news of God's love and grace out to as many people as possible. I got this wonderful comment just a few minutes ago on Facebook from our good friend Susanna, who lives here in the Dallas area, and she wrote, "Good afternoon, Bob. I want to let you and the Basic Gospel team know how much I love the pen and journal y'all sent me." And so we sent her this little Basic Gospel journal and a Basic Gospel pen just to say thanks for being a part of the team. She says, "What a special treat with the exciting changes taking place for me recently. I had started back to journaling 2 weeks ago. Now I'm going to use this journal as it brings me great joy to participate as a partner with y'all." And I think that is the greatest joy that we experience as well, that we're all in this together. That we've all experienced the grace of God. We all know the forgiveness of God. We know that we've been declared and made righteous in God's sight, and that we have Christ Himself living inside of us. And as we join together to share that wonderful story to people, there's a great energy of joy that we all experience, just as Susanna writes, "It brings me great joy to participate as a partner with y'all. Thanks again, and I love these final words. I know the Lord is making a way for the ministry to finish strong in June." So here's somebody trusting along with us for these needs, these financial needs to be met. So, Susanna, thank you so much for these kind words and for encouraging our hearts. And every gift made to this ministry is an encouragement to us. And it's a participation, a deeper participation in the joy that we all feel knowing that we can make ourselves available to God to be used in such a privileged way.
Absolutely, Bob. Thank you for those thoughts. And friends, we have 6 days before the end of our fiscal year. Come on and join us. You can donate online at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742. You can mail a check to Basic Gospel at 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, That's in Louisville, Texas, 75057. Once again, 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. You can also get through the Basic Gospel app. Canadian listeners, please donate online at basicgospel.net/Canada. Other cross-border listeners, you can donate through PayPal. I always try to differentiate between Louisville and Louisville, so it's a little difficult sometimes.
That's right. Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go down to Thorndale, Texas, and talk with Clay. Hi, Clay.
Hey, how are you doing, Richard and Bob?
We're doing well.
Fine.
I was talking to a friend of mine about in Romans 8, you know, and I may have said it wrong to Michelle, but Romans 8, 7 says, because the mind of the flesh is carnal in its thoughts and purposes, it is hostile to God, for it does not submit itself to God's law, and indeed it cannot. So I was telling him that that's talking about the mind of someone that's not in covenant with God, because the law that he's talking about there is not the Ten Commandments, but the if you go back up to Romans 8, 2, it says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin. Now, I just want you to elaborate on that. Am I saying that correctly?
Well, Clay, this passage, when he deals with those who are in the flesh, he really is talking about the lost world. Mm-hmm. He's not talking about somebody that's been born again and kind of has backslidden, so to speak. And a lot of people will teach mm-hmm. this passage that way, but that's not what Paul is saying here. He's simply saying that for the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God. It's another way of saying exactly what he wrote to the Colossians, that we are alienated from God and hostile in mind because our deeds were evil.
Yeah.
That's the mind of a lost person. And so somebody that sets their mind on the flesh is going to be hostile to God, for he does not submit to God, and it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. That's the conclusion to that. So no matter how hard you try as a lost person to try to please God, you're not going to do it. Why? Because your flesh is set on something different than what the mind of the Spirit would be set upon. So your flesh is set upon self-effort, self-righteousness, all of those sort of things as a lost person, not on the humility that comes from receiving new life in Christ.
Well, I'm going to let him listen to what you just said. It was kind of strange because today, I guess, on that Live It and Believe It, you wrote what that Major Thomas
right.
said about faith, and that's right in there. And I just really appreciate you guys, and thanks a lot.
Yeah, Clay, you can also point him to the next few verses, starting in verse 9. It does a further explanation of just what BC was talking about.
Yeah, it goes on to say, you have, however, are not in the flesh,
but in the
in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you. So that is the delineation. So if you're a believer, you're in the Spirit. Now, you may give in to some of the desires of the flesh from time to time, but you're doing so as a person who is in the Spirit.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we can submit to the things of God because we have the mind of Christ and we have his Spirit living within us. Where someone lost, they can't put on the mind of Christ. They can't renew their mind into Christ. Even if you kept every one of the Ten Commandments or thought you did.
Yeah, because the end result of that would be, look at me, look how wonderful I am.
Yeah, which just breaks the commandments.
Right. That's
oh,
exactly
well.
Right. All right, Clay, thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it.
Yeah, 844-322-2742. The lines are wide open. We'd love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis. We're glad you've joined us. I had a question from Joel. He says, this is a very difficult question to articulate. He says, I grew up in a Christian ministry. I experienced a lot of different people, personalities, and stories over the years that got burned as a result. I thought I would find fulfillment in a secular job. However, I'm feeling increasingly uncomfortable because at times it seems like I'm violating what the Holy Spirit is telling me about my patient care. My work responsibilities sometimes seem to contradict really loving my patients and being like Christ to them. How do you manage a situation like this and continue to grow in your faith and love others like Christ has loved and forgiven me? Should I go back into Christian ministry? That's the question from Joel.
Well, that's a very difficult question for us to answer for him personally.
Yeah, we just don't have the context.
Yeah, we don't have the context. So, Joel, it gets down to what you believe the Holy Spirit is leading you to do. If you're experiencing increasing conflict in your workplace on being able to live as a believer and to fully practice your faith in that setting and care for your patients and maybe speak a word about Jesus, oftentimes in the workplace that is frowned upon. And so you're just going to have to take that up with the Lord and come to your own conclusion. And if you feel like you can be a light where you are, that you can be salt and light where you are, that you can continue to care for people in the way that Christ is moving you to care for them, keep going. But if you feel like that you're hindered and you can't do that, and you don't like the situation, then I think it's time for you to look for something else. But again, that's between you and the Holy Spirit. Only you know what you're what's really going on in the inside, Richard.
Yeah, there's a sense of this, and I've been through something like this before myself. When you've done ministry and you leave ministry, and then maybe the job you went to doesn't quite work the way you thought it should, or you're being prevented, there's a tendency to get into self-condemnation. Oh, man, I shouldn't have left. I knew I was in. Don't let that happen. Keep this, you know, remember, there is no condemnation. God is using you where you were. He used you there. He's using you where you are. If he's got something more for you, open yourself up to it and see where he's going to send you. But you can't discover that wonderful way of living if there's any sense of, oh, man, I shouldn't have done that.
Right.
If we're doing that and we're listening to the enemy, we need to listen to the Spirit.
Right. And in either place, you're in ministry, you're a child of God.
Yes.
Who happens to be in a mm-hmm. ministry setting. If you're in a secular job, you happen to be a child of God who is in a secular job.
Yes.
And so nothing changes as far as your identity is concerned. Mm-hmm. Nothing changes from the truth that Christ is alive living in you. So as you make yourself available, ministry opportunities are going to open up either way.
Yes.
So
just, you're a minister, whether you're paid to be one.
That's
or not.
Right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate hearing from Joel and all of those of you who write to pose a question and to get some guidance. And Joel, we hope you're listening and hope that's a help to you. Open lines are now again at 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. A great trip coming up to the Holy Land early next year, spring of next year. And we hope you're going to be on it, friends. You can get all the information and you can go online to basicgospel.net. There's a prominent link right at the top, a big banner at the top. Then you can click that and get all the information. Registration has already begun. People are registering. We hope that you'll be on that trip as well. Well, guys, a question from Julie. She says, thank you for your program and for the opportunity to ask questions. I always get something good out of your programs, and the things you talk about come up again and again when I need it in prayer or just try to think differently. There's always freedom in it. I'm very grateful for what you do, and I try to pray for the Basic Gospel ministry regularly. Can you help me understand 2 Corinthians 5:10? What will I receive for the bad I have done in the body? This verse doesn't really make a distinction between the good or the bad, but it does say I will receive what is due for both. What can I expect to receive for the bad? what is due is not good.
Well, that's a great question, yeah. Julie. We certainly appreciate you asking it. And boy, that one verse has really caused a lot of angst and anxiety in a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Now it says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil." And it really gets down to a singular judgment, and it's simply this: what have you done with Jesus Christ?
Yes.
So that's the good that we do. Now, it's not something that we really do. It's something that we just really receive. So what is the will of God? So anyone who carries out the will of God in this life, that's going to be considered good as far as God is concerned. What is the will of God? For us simply to believe in His Son.
Yes.
What is bad? It's rejecting His Son. That's what's bad in this world. Why? Because it's the offer of life to you and to anyone who is dead in sin. And somebody who says, hey, I like the darkness better than the light, then they're gonna receive what's justly due to them. They've rejected Jesus Christ. They've rejected that offer of life, so they're going to be judged based on their own efforts, and it's not going to be a good judgment. So it really gets down to what have you done with Jesus? What have you done with the Son? He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. That's what the judgment is. It's simply going to be, you're in Christ, you're going to experience life everlasting. Yeah. You're not in Christ, you're going to experience eternal death. It's as simple as that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And the tendency that we humans have, because we're all natural-born legalists, is to read good or evil, just that little phrase, and we immediately go to behavior.
Yes.
Did I do everything the way I was supposed to do it? And the reality of this is that when we're in Christ and walking by grace through faith, the Spirit is going to teach us how to say no to ungodliness. That's what grace is all about. But when we think that we need to do something in order to earn what Christ has already given us freely, then we're not walking by faith. And even if everything we did, as far as the whole world was concerned, was holy, because we were doing it not by faith, it's evil. It's unholy.
Right.
It's in my strength, therefore it's bankrupt. There's nothing that I bring to the table for that. So stop looking at our behavior. Look at Jesus. Thank Him for the salvation. Thank Him for the forgiveness. And let the chips fall where they may, because they're going to fall really well.
Yeah, and it's also notable that this is in the context of Paul saying, if we're absent from the body,
yes,
we're present with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the judgment for the believer? It's upon death, we're absent from the body,
yes,
and present with the
Nothing
Lord.
Better than that.
That's exactly right. What's true of the unbeliever? Absent from the body, not present,
yes,
with the Lord.
Absent from the Lord.
Yeah. So that's the judgment.
Yeah.
So hope that helps you.
Well, we had a testimony from Jennifer about how the grace of God has worked in her life. She says, I have had struggles with alcohol. When I was first saved, the desire vanished. But at some point, I allowed myself to go down that road again. It was an incredible help to me when I read Andrew's book about the enemy's game plan, that I do indeed have the power to say no to sin. It is not the case that I am powerless. As a child of God, I am not obligated to obey sinful desires, as Romans says. This is why, when I was first saved, the desire went away. But to be healthy, I have to acknowledge my weakness and depend upon God. This is how grace has taught me to say no to sin.
That's a powerful testimony.
Yes.
And thank you so much, Jennifer, for writing that. We are dead to sin. Our old man has been crucified. We do not have to give in to those desires of the flesh. We can fully make ourselves available as living sacrifices to Christ Jesus, to walk by faith in Him. And that's the good news of the gospel.
And that is good news, friends. And friends, we need your help to keep this good news coming, this new covenant message, going and reaching new listeners who need to hear the truth of the gospel. Only 6 days remain in our fiscal year, and you can help so much by donating to help us meet and exceed our budget needs. Donate online if you can at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742. You can mail a check to Basic Gospel if you so choose. You can use the address 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. You can also give through the Basic Gospel app. Canadian listeners, please donate online at basicgospel.net/Canada. Other cross-border listeners can donate through PayPal. So many good ways to reach those who need to hear of the love, grace, and life of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, this new covenant message. Remember, too, friends, if you have a question or something you'd like us to discuss, 844-322-2742 is available anytime you choose to call. Well, thanks for joining us today, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer, and all the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow at the same time for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.